Hi friends, we are studying the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. This is chapter 7 on the creative strategy. So learning objectives that we set for ourselves are aligned with the knowing about creativity. So what is advertising creativity? We get into understanding the process of creativity. Then we get into understand the various communications, how the advertising handles various different communications, the types of appeals, and then finally various creative execution styles. So with that objective, we move forward. There are many ways one can define the creativity, but it is essentially a marriage of an imagination, execution, and thinking and doing it, making consumer do things. So earlier three parts are the advertiser side, which a creativity has to play the role, and doing is on the impact on the consumer. So it's like not necessary that it has to be very fancy every time, etc. It's just that a novel way to create a communication which will break the clutter. It will get noticed first. When noticed, people will read it, attend to it, etc. So there has to be something in it which is tending you out. So that's what I put it in very simple term. What is creativity? Creativity, the power is that it can change the behavior. It can compel person to think about his existing behavior and forces him to think about accepting a new behavior. So it has to be accepted as a stimulus. Creativity gives a stimulus to encourage people to accept the product solution that has been offered, and at times maybe the act upon. So that's what is the power of creativity one need to recognize. Here, to give you a perspective, few advertisements are represented. So Cadbury's Dairy Milk kuch meetha ho jaye. So how they change people's habit. From earlier, Indians used to have sweets only during festivities. Now they exchange Cadbury's. Amul Butter, utterly, butterly delicious since last so many decades. Raymond's a complete man. Continues to stand by that. Thumbs up, taste the thunder as I have, So they continue to hold that position, despite various creative executions have happened. So the creative advertising convey their message in a very entertaining and engaging and enticing way. And so originality, the ingenuity, the inventiveness, that is a new way of doing things, and imaginations are the foundation pillars of creative advertising. So we have understood the basics of what is creative advertising. Mere creativity is not the reason for success. Now we understand certain other aspects to it. It's not merely look and feel. There has to be a creative strategy behind, which is a thought in which it encompasses the whole aspect of consumer buying behavior, what triggers the buying change in the consumers, what stage he decides about the brand. So does he intrigue him to consider your products, all those aspects. So creative strategy determines what the advertising message will tell the consumer and how will it tell. So that's all layouting and all. Creative tactics will handle how this message will play, will get play when executed. It is, however, always a debatable aspect surrounding the creativity, whether one must develop a creative or an effective strategy, advertising. So let's study that part. As people say that the advertisement has to create that impact for which the creativity is a responsibility. However, the two school of thought that fight on this is whether advertising is developed to communicate or advertising is developed to get you the sale. So that's where the creativity versus the effectiveness comes into picture. Is creativity responsible for effectiveness? However, undoubtedly, creativity has to ultimately get the more sale for the client, not the award for the agency. More sale for the client, not the award for the agency. That needs to be really understood in whichever way you look at it. So advertiser must balance between creativity and effectivity. It should not be a creativity which is not leading to the impact on call to action. So then the whole purpose is defeated. Creativity aids breaks the clutter. Clutter means they create a standout position for you, and therefore they get noticed. Therefore they grab the consumer attention. When consumer notices you, grabs his attention, he will get into understanding your communication. That's the time when he's first impression gets created. If not handled, it may not lead to the right message being formed. Therefore, it is said that creativity should not be burdened with communicating too many aspects simultaneously. So that's one aspect. discussing on the creativity and effective advertising. Why do we create the creative advertisement? So idea is to, you should get noticed among the clutter that is around. So in the environment, notice ad stands out, better chance of recall. So if you are noticed and you are standing out, you will be recalled better. Likelihood of memorability also improves. When the recall comes, the memorability follows, and people will love what you represented. They will recall, therefore they will recall the message. These are all stimulus, trigger to create a recall of the message. It is more engaging with the target audience. Target audience starts liking you, starts following you whenever they see those kind of a thing. And therefore, it builds a very strong brand emotional quotient also. So, creativity combining with the science of branding and the positioning, etc., will create a long-lasting impact on the consumer. So, it has to be therefore effective as well. Creativity ad developer must therefore. So, just to ensure how this your creative also becomes effective, these are the things that the developer must ensure for himself. Recognize that the ultimate goal is to assist in selling. So, therefore, it addresses the main perspective, now leaving the controversy behind. It must aid in the selling. It should focus on being relevant to the target audience. Relevant means it should appeal to his need solution that he is finding. Care needs to be taken to make the brand an essential part. So, it's not about the product solution. It is that the brand offering a solution that has to be prevalent. Brand should remain at the center of your communication. Creativity in advertising should be, or should work towards building the identity. It should create so much of an image that the guy is able to recall the brand. Whenever he sees that element, he says, okay, this is for this advertisement, etc. So, identity, the brand preference should get built in. He should start liking, okay, this brand is something worth trying, etc. So, those aspects are the formative pillars of the creative communication. Creative brand preference is the ultimate objective of advertising. So, creating this brand preference, and ultimately, consumer should start preferring you over competition. That's the ultimate of creative challenge. So, the creativity has to address that aspect, which is a long-term perspective. It is every time that you do a communication, creativity has to ensure that you differentiate it well and create a preference in the target consumers. So, these are the aspects that the creative agency versus the marketing team needs to keep in mind. It must work towards breaking the clutter. That's given at every point of time when you create a creative solutions. Media, you need to stand out. Clutter will be always there. Creative ad needs to grab the attention first and create that desired impact in the mind of consumer. He should feel compelled to first, you should be get noticed in the whole advertisement's clutter. Then he should feel compelled to read more about you. So that's where the message will get in. Must create an impression among the target consumer. Target consumer should feel that you are talking to him. It should create that desire in him. So that's a impression. Impression leads to desire and that other equations thereof. And creativity should not be compelled to handle multiple marketing objectives at any given point of time. If you burden them with multiple set of objectives to be achieved, then the whole purpose will get defeated. So, after understanding creativity and effective advertisement perspective, we come to understand the types of advertisement or advertising. So, there are various types on which you can classify the advertising approach. Essentially, they are, one need to understand that they are directed towards set of consumers. Okay, so now the depending on that, there is a classification. So first is a consumer advertising, second is an industrial advertising, and third is a trade advertising. Consumer advertising is final end consumer. Ads which are directed towards the final end consumers are the consumer advertising. So Maggi noodle is a final end consumers, or a Nivea this thing, a toothpaste or a Nivea cream is a final end consumer. Toothpaste is a final end consumer, but industrial motor is not for the final end consumer. Industrial motor may be going into making of a pump, may be going into making of a fan. So that's where the industrial advertising comes into picture. Industrial advertising is all about the intermediary product range which has been consumed, used by some manufacturer to make a end product consumed by the end consumer. So they are the middle order. Armature goes into the motor manufacturing, etc. Trade advertising is all about advertisements done by the intermediary channel, they do that advertisements to promote themselves or sell the product of their OEM, original equipment manufacturer, or push the demand down the distribution channel, etc. So these are the core three types of advertisement classification. You can classify the advertisements also based on following aspects, which is one dimension is sender and the receiver, the second dimension is the message and the media. So there are various classifications that is given. Not to bother too much about it, because we will be studying the whole perspective differently as we move forward. But idea is to tell you that this is how also advertisement can be classified. Advertisement class can also be classified based on the medium in which the ad is coming and the purpose for which it is coming. So there are two classifications, above the line and below the line. Above the lines are the direct print publication ads or a broadcast or an online ad. They are above the line. They are there, available, seen by the masses, conveying the advertising, communication upfront. Below the line is something which has been done by you, exclusively for you, and it is done at a particular area, geography, or particular manner, which is below the line. It is facilitating what is done in a print advertising. It is facilitating what is done in the broadcast advertising. So things like in-store activation, what you do in-store, you display things, etc., posters and all. So they are not a primary, they are not the main advertising, they are not above the line advertising. But it's consumer, when it is coming to that shop and he sees that similar ad representation, he will recall the ad. So there it is below the line. Direct advertisements, direct marketing or activations, what you do, ground shows or outside the shop, you see many sample girls are standing and they either convince you to drink a sample coffee, sample drink, etc., or they give you samples free, etc. So there's an activation. Participate in your exhibitions, so that's also below the line. So that's how the classification happens. So now let's understand briefly the creative process. It's not that we need to get into too many details, but essentially it has a two perspective or a two dimensions. One is the creative idea and second is the creative execution. Now while you arrive at this, these are the following points that needs to be covered in your creative platform development, so to say. So it starts with the problem that you identify with, for which you are communicating. Set the objectives for the communication, for the campaign, etc. Key customer benefit, what is it that you are trying to convey to customer, which solution, which benefit, etc. Evidence, whether you have any evidence for that, which is essential in the advertising, so to say. The characteristics of the target group, so what is the profile, who is your actual target group that you need to convey to the creative team. The conversational style, so it's like what is the conversation that they generally get into, they will understand, etc. And then finally arrive at an advertising appeal. So it's a collective, this thing. So good creative strategy, we are in that process. So as I said earlier, we will understand them one by one. So creative idea and the approach, it should be usable in different media. So a sustainable creative idea, when you say advertising strategy, the creative strategy being a part of it, it should have an idea which will work a long time for you. And it is not that one-off idea just released and then you do not have an idea which you can forward your same thought, etc. So then the idea is a short-term perspective. Kuch meetha ho jaye, if you look at it, it's just a long-term idea which is going on for last so many now years, maybe over a decade now. So that's what is a creative, sustainable idea, as we say. A good creative idea can be implemented in various media. Again, the media, this thing should not be a limitation. Good creative idea can be carried over to any other media and reach and relevant enough to use over a period of long time. So it can continue over a period of time. It may have a certain changes otherwise, but still it strikes that impact on the consumers. So here's a good example that I was trying to tell you, Kuch Meetha Ho Jaye, wherein it is in various medias. All the probable other features that we have studied earlier is present here. It's a sustainable idea. It is on various media and it's been running since last so many years or decade or plus. So to say. See, another aspect of creative process is that whatever that you create has to be functionally relevant, and therefore certain aspects are mandatorily to be kept in mind. So this is what we are discussing as a subject. So functional appealing, this thing has to be relevant, meaningful and different from the others, for which these are the few points that you need to cover. It starts with you know, being new, divergent, remembering, there has to be that proper transactions of message should happen, and a transfer of, and then appeal to the target audience. All these things matter. That is what one important aspect. The third, you know, going forward, the impact of the creative advertising, what is that impact that you look for if the ad is really creative? It's an attention grabbing. It will really stand out and get the attention of the consumer. It's relevant and meaningful. It makes sense to the person reading it. It solves his problem. That is what a feeling he gets. Attention grabbing, when I say, a target group notices it. It leads to more and deeper processing. People, when notice you, they absorb what has been conveyed. It facilitates higher recognition and recall. When they absorb, they remember you, and when you keep coming again and again, the recognition and recall level increase. They reach a point where unaided recall also, your name will come first. It increases the willingness of the viewer to view the ad again and again, allows more frequency of ad exposure. So repeat message processing is taking the brand deeper, awareness, knowledge, etc. gets facilitated. So that attention grabbing, that perspective, relevant and meaningful means it's strategically creative. It's like makes sense to the recipient. It makes message relevant, and he feels that this is for him, and it appeals to the target group, and he knows why that relevance is there in the communication that you have done, and it supports the message strategy. So message strategy essentially is supposed to convey the way you want to convey to the recipient, and if that succeeds, the message strategy seems to have worked. It will give that feeling to the consumer that this is for me. So that's the second part. Continue to understand the stages of creative process. So overall, so preparation. So preparation is like the first step, so to say, the reading, thinking about the problem. So you have to get really the awareness, persuade, loyalty, equity. So these are the stage where you, which are the stage that you want to connect with consumers, which is a stage that needs to be tackled or handled, you know, to while you develop this creativity. Then comes the creation, which is a generation of the relevant cues and the ideas, etc. That is, how will you represent the message strategy which is conveyed? How will you represent that? So like, if you all remember, probably may not be new for you, Onida in our era, when the TV competition was at its peak, came with the negative aspects. They came with the dragon, you know, who's promoting the Onida television. But it got so well accepted. So it's the same message. Okay, we have a unique TV, but it conveyed in different way. Judgment, evaluation of idea, and select the relevant one, which is promising idea, aligned with your positioning. Aligned with your positioning, though may not mention out here, but you have to align with your positioning. So this is another three aspects that you need to be considering. Four stages. So under that creative process learning, four stages of the creative process. So they are the four stages how which the creative emerges. Okay, this is by the James Webbs and Young, the former creative vice president of Walter Thompson, JWT it is known as, and Graham Ballas, English sociologist. They have developed these four steps after studying various things that is going on while creating creative solutions. Preparation, incubation, illumination, and verification. So we will get into this understanding. Preparation is what? Preparation, incubation, and illumination. So that really does is you find out who's the target market, who's your target audience, what is the current behavior, both purchase behavior, their media habits, etc., who's a competitor, what is the general trend in the market, how's the market conditions, and then category scene, what is that product falls under various category. So wafers are say fast food or you know packaged foods are category. So under the category, what are the dynamics happening? Use any other secondary sources. So you must gather more through a dipstick study or use secondary research available, published sources, etc. Maybe you connect with some of the targeted customers and all. Use primary survey when required, when you have certain doubts, dilemmas, etc. Maybe you can resort to a full-fledged primary survey using the ongoing research techniques, etc. And post which, you pinpoint certain idea, or a theme which you feel is appealing to the consumer. So you have to have more than one. So that's a preparatory stage. Then comes the verification. So preparatory, incubation, and illumination. So that all three is covered in one. And then comes the verification, which is generated ideas should go through the process. Again, it is a set framework of way to do things, yani, so that you are able to verify the creative appropriately. So, of course, you have to shortlist the ideas. So, from various ideas, may not be that all has to go through the verification process. Some of them you can probably easily discuss, then discard. If need be, revision is carried out for the re-examination. So, where necessary, you may retweak the idea and represent, etc. District evaluation with the target audience, that's a great way to do it. And you at least get some relevant message. Okay. You can get into formal pre-testing. There are formal pre-testing approaches of different nature available. One which passes through that, that's an idea which, according to you can say, is a verified and therefore it is finalized. So, that's how the four stages of creative process, wherein you determine which is the right idea. We come to now stage of, we have finished the section 7.5, the creative process. Now, we come to the stage of creative strategy development. So, how do you create a strategy to develop your creative strategy, and how do you do that? Fix the advertising theme or the core brand story. That's a central aspect or a brand story that you want to convey. So, that is the primary first aspect. Around this, entire advertising gets built. So, that becomes a center to your creation of the creative aspects. It generally, it's a conclusion or a meaning that will catch the fancy of consumers. Expectation of the consumers will be captured based on what you convey, how you convey, or how you represent, in a way that will compel him to notice the brand. First, notice your message, absorb the content in it, and then connect with the need that he had. Also, it generates, therefore, the kicks the wants and desires of the individual within. Okay, and different techniques are available. Again, for strategy development, that is brainstorming, role plays, research, etc., are being done to see that the right strategy approach is developed for your creative development. So, that's where how you go about creative strategy development. Continuing to do that understanding better, all generated ideas and prima facie mutually agreed upon are then evaluated. Okay, so they are evaluated at the ones that sounds promising. So you essentially try to determine which creative idea has a larger impact, larger call to action taken impact on the targeted customers. Shortlisted idea gets evolved using creative uses the creativity and a medium in mind. So finally, the idea has to fit into the medium channel that you are thinking of using it. So that's also a perspective that one need to see. If the idea shortlisted or few passes through all this critical checks, then that idea is a final idea. So how do you go about it? And so that's where we are supposed to discuss the creative strategy development approach. So one is a search for the major selling idea. So you must have the big idea, as they say, badi baat, strongest single appeal that a brand offers it to its customer that will attract his attention and create differentiation vis-a-vis the competition, which you can also sustain it over a long period of time. So attract attention, differentiate from competition, and something which you can sustain it over time as a big idea. Okay. So, kuch meetha ho jaye was such example as I was telling you. You see that they are recently also that using the COVID opportunity, they are trying to convey that thank you message, which also may turn out to be a sustainable idea. They started with the milkman, then the driver, and then I think even housemaid is a recent addition that I saw. So, that way is just the way probably they are trying to stretch that idea also, sustain it over a long term. Okay. So, search for the major idea. This is an example. Thanda matlab Coca-Cola is so popular even today, though they may not be now using it, but the moment you spell this out, Just Do is there for last so many decades. Ye Dil Mange More Pepsi also is a old idea, but you see that it sustained for so long. Dar ke aage jeet hai, that is Mountain Dew, continues to catch on that. Kuch Meetha Ho Jaye, which is Cadbury Egg Care. So, no specific techniques, but several approaches can guide your creative team to select one central theme, big idea. Something that you find is connecting with your consumer is the ultimate. This thing, something which can have larger than life impact on your consumers, something which is viewed in the life of your consumers, has a sustainability also. It is not a short-term success. It's a sustainability or long-term is there. Using how do you do that? So we come to search for the major selling idea. One aspect is use of a unique selling proposition. Is there anything unique about your product or a features, etc.? Then you shout aloud about it. Yeah. Creating a brand image. So whether this creative idea will create a different kind of a brand image, will it lift the current image to the next level or not? Inherent drama. Is there any inherent drama that can this creativity creative idea can create for you, which you can leverage under different scenarios? And positioning, how relevant, relative it is with your current positioning. Will it build, maintain or better the existing position? So that is another aspect that needs to be seen about while you are developing a creative strategy and you are looking for that major selling idea. Okay. So major selling idea, I have explained in the subsequent slides. So USP is one approach where you identify. So I will not get too much into it. The Dove is a deep moisturizer for skin. So it's a USP that they had. So they shouted aloud about it. Make it 2 minutes is a USP they had. So therefore they took that to next level and made people grab that opportunity. Brand image, creating certain product categories of product do not really have a unique functional differentiation. Thus, USP approach is not possible. All products may not be possible or viable to use USP approach. For example, salt, pencil. Now, there can be hardly any difference. In such case, the brand image needs to be leveraged. Tata salt, you know, so you see that. So that's how they do this. This is done to develop strong and memorable identity. So that parent brand or that main brand creates that positive rub off. Creating a brand image, there is a third this thing, continuing the second part of it. First was a unique selling proposition, the brand image. I gave you the example of Tata Salt. Greater the similarity between the brand and the part rational thinking plays a important role. So the moment that brand Tata Salt came into me, half of my or Annapurna, which is from say leading multinational FMCG. So then it takes care of my lot of other aspects, anxiety, fear about that product quality, etc. Image based advertising thus helps in brand recall and selection. So many times image based advertising, so that is Tata Namak, Nataraj pencil, for last so many decades, you know, so they help in quicker brand recall and selection, etc. And there are many other advantages of this branding as a strategy. So we are not going there. Creating a brand image, this is how you look at things. Finding the inherent drama, here you find whether there is a characteristics due to which consumers purchase. Is it some real life incidents that is viable for you to connect? Philosophy here is that the advertising should be based on the foundation of consumer benefit with an emphasis on the dramatic element that is happening in his life, okay, close to him. So, muh, is ghar mein kaun rehta hai? Kamar dard ya? Muh. So, they might have got this idea in a good creative execution, but it is not that they just went ahead. It is they found that this problem of a backache is so severe and genuine, then this idea becomes relevant. It cannot be the other way around. Okay. Positioning. So besides the basic idea is to enter the mind. We all know what does the positioning stands for, and it has to have that ability to recall when needed. So this positioning is built on some single attributes which is strong enough for you to deliver time and again. So as we say in car also, this is happening. It's like Bolero or Mahindra goods are cars are known to be rugged. Swift is known for the economy, etc. So this was proposed by the Jack Trout and Al Rice in 1970, the entire concept of brand positioning, and then acquiring a set in the mind of the consumer on certain strong promise delivery that you can ensure for yourself. So that's what the positioning is all about. So now we get into a very important topic of advertising appeal and execution style. So in short, as we are learning, going to learn various appeals and execution style, idea what I'm trying to tell you is that there is way to communicate with the consumers. Consumers has to feel connected with what you talk to him. So this is what is known as a appeal. The way you request communication, the way you request consumer to consider your product, the way you request consumer to consider your product is a appeal. So appeal has to be formed in such a way. So that comes the execution style. Execution style is nothing but the message formation is based on certain aspects which will be accepted by the consumer. And when he accepts that, he is able to connect with your communication. So let's study this as we move forward. Thank you.